This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Welcome, Oklahoma Baptist, to another edition of Insight Podcast. Glad that you're joining us for this important conversation. This is a second part of a conversation that we started recently about church planting in Oklahoma. In previous conversation, Alan Quigley and I talked to the president of the North America Mission Board, Kevin Ezell, and to Greg Murphy, who is our primary touch point in church planting here in Oklahoma, about our new partnership in which we're trying to be not only more effective, but more efficient in the way we're using cooperative program dollars, kingdom dollars, to plant churches, to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ here in Oklahoma. We're very excited about this partnership. And one of the things that most excites me about Send Oklahoma and our partnership with the North American Mission Board is that they have put Oklahoma pastors front and center in this work. We're not bringing people in from outside of our state who have to build relationships and come to understand the landscape, but we've got three men who are already serving our churches, committed to the work here as Oklahoma Baptist, that are taking leadership with the North American Mission Board here in our state. And really, we just want you to have a chance to meet these three men, hear a little bit about their backgrounds and their passion, and begin to develop an understanding of how our partnership will work. So, brothers, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, and thank you for your willingness to do this work for Oklahoma Baptist. And let me give you a few moments just to introduce yourself. We'll start here with you, Doug.
I'm Doug Melton, and I get to be the pastor of Southern Hills Baptist Church in Oklahoma City. And back in January, celebrated my 20th anniversary with the church, and so thankful to get to be a part of that family. My wife's name is Lana. We've been married for 36 years. Grew up, both of us, in Seminole, Oklahoma, and we were part of First Baptist Church of Seminole there, and graduated from high school in Seminole, and went to OBU, graduated there, and just been a part of Oklahoma Baptist work since I was a little boy, and so thankful to have the opportunity to work with these two men.
Mm-hmm. Right on. I'm Rusty Gunn. Apparently, my family thought I was going to be a misfire, but we go with the name thing. And so for my kids, my wife and I, Megan, we have four kids, three of our own, one that's a foster son that we're looking to adopt. And so I have Gatlin, 12-gauge, BB, and our newest addition, Colt 45. And so we have a lot of fun with that and a lot of fun with our church in Sand Springs, Oklahoma, a church that matters. We planted, we're coming up on 10 years. September 26th will be 10 years, and it has been an incredible journey. And through that process, we've been able to invest in and help plant five other churches here in Oklahoma, but also just involvement in a lot of other church plants here in Oklahoma and all around the country as well. And so I'm excited about the opportunity just to continue serving in a role that is really designated toward seeing churches multiply right here in our state.
That's good.
That's great.
That's good.
My name is Ray Strauss, and I have the joy of being the pastor of Edmond Community Church. I grew up here in Oklahoma and had the privilege of serving in a number of churches here in Oklahoma that really prepared equipped me for ministry in a lot of ways, along with an education at OBU. My wife is Christina, and we have three sons, Joshua, Caleb, and Sam. And we planted a church in Phoenix, Arizona, and we were able to be part of that work for 12 years. And God called us to come and plant back here in Oklahoma, and it's a work that we'll be celebrating its second birthday next month.
Awesome.
And it's going well, and God's blessing that, and we're excited to be a part of this. You know, I was saved as a result of Oklahoma Baptist.
Yeah.
And it's great to be able to carry that legacy on. What an honor to serve the Lord in this capacity and with these guys.
That's a good word. And as I mentioned earlier, I want to emphasize again, all three of these men are going to continue to pastor their churches in Sand Springs and Edmond and Oklahoma City. But along with that work, they're going to lead other pastors and associations here in Oklahoma to get involved in church planting and develop church planters so that we can advance the gospel together.
Right on.
Rusty and Ray, you guys are church planters. You've both planted churches here in Oklahoma. You're more aware of the opportunities than than just about anybody I know. Talk to us a little bit about the opportunities that you see in Oklahoma to plant churches. Start with you, Rusty, and then Ray, you chime in.
Well, there are lost people in Oklahoma, and so there are great opportunities to plant churches. You know, there's always that question of, do we need another church in our community? And my question back is, are there lost people in that community?
Yeah.
And I think as long as there's lost people, there need to be new churches to help reach them, as those statistics have proved out to be true of how new churches are really effective in evangelism and in reaching new believers. And so that's a passion of mine, is to see that continue to happen. And in order for that to happen, you know, the other churches really have to jump on board and be a part of that. So the need's great. 2 million people in Oklahoma that are unchurched and not connected to a local church, which gives us the indication that they don't have a thriving relationship with Jesus Christ, and many of them don't have a relationship at all. And so I think to advance the gospel, we have to plant churches.
Segue off of what Rusty was alluding to is that I probably look at it a little bit and from a unique perspective with some skills that we acquired over the years, but I like to keep up with what the Oklahoma Department of Transportation is doing, because they're funding all these growth based on these economic development numbers and again, our demographics. You know, Portland Avenue, for example, you know, they continue to get a lot of money to develop those highways, and those highways and that infrastructure leads to a lot of rooftops. Those rooftops represent people. And so we can see, just based on some of those things, that the metropolitan areas are growing, but all parts of Oklahoma are experiencing opportunities that are ripe for the gospel.
Yeah, yeah. So where you're seeing new roads or new highways, there's probably some demographic changes there, some growth, some opportunity. That's a good observation. Mm-hmm. And correct me if I'm wrong, but not just areas in Tulsa and Oklahoma City and other parts of our state where there's population growth, but also areas where there are changes, demographic changes to the population.
Yeah.
Where it may not be that there are a lot more people, but there are some different people, maybe people who speak a different language that need a church that can share the gospel with them and disciple them in a way that is relevant and a language they understand.
Yeah, kind of surprising to see in some pockets of Oklahoma where different refugees from different places have kind of collected and began to settle. And so those are definitely some opportunities for us as well. And then just the cultural changes and the demographics in terms of ages. And as you know, millennials and all the different generations and the way that they respond to leadership and the gospel, you know, key opportunities for us to engage.
That's good. That's good. Doug, what excites you about this church planting network?
What excites me is the fact that here in Oklahoma and around the nation and around the world, God works through His church. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to be a part, especially in this time in our society right now. People are looking for answers. And so we've got to have churches that are ready to impact the lostness in our communities and be willing to look in those areas where, as we've already indicated, our communities are moving, and where do we need to put works? And so I'm so thankful for the opportunity to get to work with pastors and churches. I've gotten to be a part of the process of planting a church and seeing that church become a thriving church, and then that church ready to plant another one.
Awesome.
And so that's what I'm excited about, is I've been an Oklahoma Baptist for a long time. The Lord has allowed me to have relationships with guys around the state and just encouraging them. And we know that the church is the Lord's going to use the church.
Yeah.
It's the only body that's allowed to be called the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And we are going to be Christ in our communities.
Yeah.
This is the only group that the Lord's coming back for. He's coming back for His church.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we've got to be about this work. And I'm excited about getting to be a part of it.
Yeah, and this partnership honors some of our strategic priorities of being pastor connected and church centered and associational partner.
Right.
And we see these planting churches coming out of those relational connections. Doug, if there is a pastor with us on this podcast watching, who has a desire to be a part of a church plant, maybe leading his church to be a mother church. What are some of the next steps that they might take?
I'm thankful you asked that because, first of all, I want everyone to know the three of us, we're going to be a team working together, a part of a larger team. And so if a pastor was listening and thought, I know of an area in our city, in our town, that maybe folks, there's a lot of folks moving out to a particular area, and we'd love to start a church, call any of the three of us. And Pastor, I would say whichever of us that you feel like, well, maybe I know this one a little bit better than the other, we're going to be working together as a team, and so call any of us. I'm an old guy, and so I love using the phone and having that personal conversation. And so if you'd like to call any of us, please do that. If you're more comfortable working online, go online with Oklahoma Baptist, and you can quickly find that area of church planning, and you can click on that, and someone will get a hold of you. But really, I want pastors to know they can call any of the three of us, and we'll be ready to help out.
And you know, you said something that's very important to us when you said, you made the assumption that I think is a great assumption, that the pastor is aware of his field. As one of the things that we talk a lot about as Oklahoma Baptist staff is we value context. We respect context. Mm. And there may be a pastor of a mother church out there that says, you know what, we want to plant, but I really don't know where we should plant. Mm-hmm. And we can help them with that.
Right.
But more often than not, a pastor of a church already has a burden for a group of people mm-hmm. or an area of their community. And we welcome them reaching out to us and say, we feel like as a church that we want to plant this type of church in this place, and we'll help process, evaluate, and support that coming from the local church and the pastor to us. We're not pretending that we've got all the answers, that we know where all the churches need to be. We want to be pastor connected, and church-centered and associational partnered, and that came to the surface even in your conversation. Rusty and Ray, talk to us a little bit about the church planter. If there's someone watching this who thinks, you know, I think God has called and equipped me to plant a church. I wonder if I could be a church planter right here in Oklahoma. Talk to us about what they should do. Help us understand a little bit about the assessment process. And then the coaching and support process and how you guys work both of those.
Sure. Well, you know, we are confident that Oklahoma Baptists are praying that God would raise up workers for the harvest. And we believe that some of those workers are going to be church planters. Uh-huh. And when God identifies those, and that might be a prompting that you experience in your own life, you might be watching this thinking, you know, maybe the Lord is calling me to church planting. Well, I recognize that there's going to be a lot of questions that are going to come with that. And not just your questions, but your wife's questions.
That's good.
You know, we can help you every step of the way with experience and a process that has been proven to equip you and answer a lot of those questions. But it's not just questions that lead from identifying whether or not you are called and clarifying that call, which is part of our assessment process. But also the next steps. What do you do from the time you know that you're called to where, you know, you feel like God is calling you to plant, where there's that need, where there's that burden, to launching a church and the next steps after that? And so there's a couple of parts of that, clarifying that call. But then even after that call, you're not alone. You're still going to have questions even once you have a church established and the Lord has blessed that good work. You know, and that's where we really have a great partnership with coaching and those that can equip you and help you out. And Rusty, could you speak to a little bit of that coaching?
Well, just one of the things that I've been blessed to be able to do and be a part of for a long time within some other networks as well, and now with Oklahoma Baptist and then with SEND. And so I'm excited because that coaching piece was valuable to me and wasn't necessarily a part of the system at the time when I was planting. And so I had to kind of seek that out. And just recognized how much of a hole would have been there if I had not had some guys who really were coaching me through next steps along the way. A lot of our church planting systems before I planted led you all the way to launch and then just kind of threw you out of the nest. And so I really have a pretty tie in my heart to helping those guys beyond the launch. And so that's something good. That I've really been engaged in is that coaching aspect and helping train other planters as well, to be coaches for the ones that they're helping to plant as well. So
that's outstanding. And all of that's relevant, not just to church planting, but in so much of our work, you know, helping guys assess their calling and supporting pastors in the work. This has a lot of overlap into established churches and the work that we do. We know there's a lot of opportunity for planting churches. We're excited about that. But we also know that when there's opportunity for kingdom advance, there's always opposition. As you consider our call to advance the gospel together in Oklahoma to plant churches, what are some of the challenges, the obstacles that you see that are kind of that might keep us from doing what God's called us to do in this area?
I would say, guys, I'm coming from the standpoint of getting to pastor an established church. Our church is only 56 years old, which is relatively young, but it was an established church. And I would say one of the obstacles was me getting past in my mind, well, if we plant a church, does it make mine smaller?
Yeah.
I think that's one of the first things that a pastor grapples with. Yeah. Do I really want to encourage some of my folks to go be a part of that? And here's what I've come to the place of. If God is leading in that, God never leads in a way to the detriment of his own bride.
Right.
If he's leading and planting a church there, that mother church is going to still be healthy and thrive. And then I would say, as an established pastor, it's helping your church family work through that in their mind.
Wow.
We do need to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And yes, it is taking resources that normally would be kept in-house and we're going out with it, but that's the whole idea anyway, is that the money is not to stay here, but that our funds are to be used to take the gospel in the areas that, as Paul said, I want to go preach where no one's heard it.
That's so good.
Great, because, and really what you're saying is it forces us to open our eyes and see the fields that are wide under harvest.
That's right.
Instead of thinking, what can we do to pull people in here?
Yeah.
Where are these people who need Jesus?
Yes.
And what is the best way, most effective way to reach them?
I'm so glad you said that, because that's what as you were asking that question, I was thinking, you know, pride. And it's pride in the planter, who says, I'm going to go solo and I'm going to do it my own self and I'm not going to have any help and I don't need anybody. That guy is going to have some difficulty along the way. There are lots of obstacles that he's going to have to overcome. Yeah. And then pride in that established church who has resources available but has a closed hand. So that planter may have a closed heart and a closed ears. They're not going to listen to anybody. But that established church who has resources may have closed hands and trying to keep it all inside rather than open the hand and allow things to flow to help others.
That's good. That's a real obstacle.
Yeah. You know, church planting is really, it's an interesting dynamic because it starts off as a missionary. So it's usually an individual or couple.
Yeah.
But it transitions into ministry. And so it's along those lines where you see that transition. And so complimentary what these guys said, you know, it is a lot of times the support. A church planter always needs to raise more support than he thinks.
Yeah.
Because things happen, you know, whether it's COVID-19 or whatever.
Yeah.
And so you always need to be able to raise that support to make sure that, you know, the ministry continues, the planter's not stressed, the wife, you know, has that understanding that the babies, you know, are going to have diapers and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then as you transition into the ministry, there are phases where your strengths are no longer going to be adequate.
Yeah.
You're going to have to, you know, position yourself where you can have that very gifted administrator who's going to be able to make sure that now the systems are going to run while you continue to lead out in that, you know, that strong work there.
Yeah.
And so making sure you don't have any blind spots, which is where coaches and, you know, sending churches can really have a great role in helping.
Yeah, that's good. Well, we're enthusiastic about Send Oklahoma and its potential to help our pastors and churches advance the gospel together by planting churches who can be more effective, more relevant, more attuned to some of the changing fields in our state. I think it's very important. Let me say one other thing is, you know, we talk about encouraging pastors, making disciples, and embracing brokenness as opportunity to advance the gospel.
Yeah.
And the beauty of church planting is, man, all three of those are woven together in a church plant, right?
Yeah.
We've got to encourage that pastor planter We've got to make disciples.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think one of the challenges to planting churches is we've got so many soft, immature people in our congregations. And if we're going to send them out to plant a church, they're going to have to grow up.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. It forces us to think about making disciples. And then I think a lot of the opportunity we have for planting churches in those will be in those areas of brokenness. Many of our established churches are not environments that people with real deep struggles feel comfortable in. And so the opportunity to plant churches that that are focused on being open and welcoming places, groups for people who might be intimidated by our buildings and the way we dress. I think there's great opportunity for planting churches along those lines. So, Oklahoma Baptist, we want you to know these men. We want you to feel comfortable calling, connecting with them or anyone on our staff as we encourage one another to advance the gospel by planting churches together to the glory of God in Christ Jesus. God bless you.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. To subscribe, find us on Spotify, the iTunes Store, or your preferred podcast platform. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com today. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.